Okay, so let's start recording.
You just look like you're like on something.
And something,
Yeah, your
paracetamol.
eyes. How many?
I haven't had that many, only like two or three.
No, that's all right.
Yeah,
That's
it's
not too bad.
alright.
You're supposed to take 2 every 4 hours if
Yeah.
you're in pain.
Thirsty though.
Can I actually, yes, no, before we even start anything, right? I need to get this off my mind. What's going on with everyone and this vaccine nonsense?
Vaccine.
Like, oh, I'm not taking the vaccine because da da da. I'm not taking the vaccine because da da da. I'm not taking the vaccine da da da. Someone was about to take the vaccine on my Snapchat, right? And I think one of these guys was just like, "Oh, they've gotten you. You're taking the vaccine. Do you know what that's gonna do to you? Da 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 da." And then literally in 2.5 seconds, he cancelled his booking.
Yes, so basically, there's a lot of conspiracies about whether to take it or not. Listen, at the end of the day,
It's a
we're
personal
not,
choice.
no, we're not God. I don't know what's right. I don't know what's wrong. If you make a decision to take it, fine, take it, right? Okay. But no one should have an
An
opinion.
influence,
No one
yeah.
should have an opinion because I've decided to take it and you haven't decided to take it. If
Yeah.
you don't want to take it, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's slightly hypocritical because now I'm looking at the stats and they're saying that 75% of the adults have taken it when I'm hearing bed noise about people not taking it. So you're telling me 25%
It's only
need.
25 people.
Yeah.
25% people.
Are saying that they haven't taken it, so are you lying or what's going on? Or are the stats lying or they're trying to make people?
I mean, you
I
need to
don't
think,
know.
yeah, but think about it. 25% is still a lot of people.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna lie, they're loud.
Yeah, they are loud because obviously
I'm
they're trying to
hearing a
prove a
lot,
point.
but it's insensitive to people that because I have the problem I'm having is I have people that are saying, oh, don't take it, right? And then people that I've actually lost people from COVID are really upset by those people saying stuff like that. And then, but then you have some people that say don't take it, but have lost people, and I'm confused. I'm really
I
confused.
think it's just because people are conspiracy theorists.
But then
I can't
people,
speak
but then
English.
some people that are still getting, some people there's no chance. There's a chance that you can still get it with the vaccine.
Yeah, I mean, this is why, and I give this example to anyone who says anything about the vaccine. I keep saying this, when we were younger,
Yeah.
we had no choice about what vaccines we got.
Yeah, we got
Our
bare
parents
taste.
heard there's a vaccine to protect their kids, protect themselves from a certain disease or a certain infection. They gave us the vaccine. I remember taking, was it swine flu
Oh yeah, I
in
remember the swine flu
school?
one.
There was also, was it, you've got to TB vaccines. Like, there's so many things that we have taken. I know everyone's got that mark on their arm with the
I don't have
vaccine.
it.
I don't have it either, but I'm sure we were
I
fine.
don't think we've
But
got
what
it.
I'm saying is, my sisters have
Yeah,
it,
but I don't think
and
me
I
and you.
think my parents have it
Yeah,
as
everyone
well.
has it, but us. Oh,
Well, we're
well,
still here,
Jesus,
thank
that's why
God.
I wait, I don't
But
know.
this is the point I'm trying to make. Like, there's so many vaccines that we've taken that we've not consented for,
Yeah, but
and
we
by
have the
God's grace,
same
we're still
argument that
here.
people are like, you trust people, the same people that are giving you paracetamol, the same people that are making you stuff like that. You trust to pop those, but you don't trust to take the
I mean, to be
vaccine.
fair, are they gonna wipe the whole world out? Deep it.
Fam, even if they wipe the whole world, that means it's our time, all of our time to go.
Yeah,
Like, I'm,
that means the bell's about to
do you
ring
know
and
what I
it's time for
mean?
us to go.
Like, I'm at
But I
this,
think
you just
prevention is
pray.
better than cure. Like I keep saying, like, COVID is
Even, I just
never gonna go, really.
respect people's decisions. This is
Yeah.
all I want you
But
to,
you
that I
can't
have
say
to
that, though,
say.
because you say
No.
respect people's decisions, but then there are people who are saying, like, people who don't want to take the vaccine. Oh, why don't you want to take the vaccine? Are you trying to kill yourself? You're spreading the infection, da 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 da.
Yeah, but
But
that's too much. I'm sorry. I won't be that person either, saying why you don't want to take it. You're spreading the. Is
each to
it
their
like
own.
I'm confused? I talked to like my brother and sister, right? They were doing in debates as well, taking it as well, and I said, look, right, prevention is better than cure. However, it is up to you. You guys are
Yeah.
now adults. It's up to
Yeah.
you.
Because in the beginning, we were going to take it,
Yeah,
to
we were
be
gonna take
fair.
it.
And
So
then my sisters,
I'm
they were
like, at
like
the end of the
straight
day, I'm
up
gonna
for it.
pray. Like, this is me. I believe in God. I'm gonna pray for you that we're gonna all gonna be saved by the grace of God. That's all I can do.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things because we're seeing COVID killing people left, right, and center.
Yeah.
Like, literally,
COVID is no
life
joke.
has changed.
And long COVID is
Did
even
like did we
worse.
think when we were talking about this?
Yeah.
Like 2 years ago, everything has changed. Like,
Yeah,
oh my
a
God,
lot of
everything
things
has
have
changed.
changed.
Someone
Yeah,
coughed behind me now. I'm like, yeah, no,
I'm
bro,
gonna
they
get
have
home and
killed
test
me. No,
myself.
test. I'm like, no, I always feel like I'm dead already.
You're so silly. No, you're honestly, so this, dramatic.
No, I think about me, yeah, I can't even, like, my facial expression show or so there's this man that was behind
See,
me.
See, I don't do that.
I can't help it. This man was behind me, right, and I was turned like this. I had my mask on, but he had his mask on, but it was like... I said...
He had his mask on.
No. He still was lifting it to the cuff. He was doing... I can feel him at the back of me. My reaction was like... Yeah.
No. See, one thing I don't do is I don't show it, but, like, if you do something unhygienic, like cough on me or something, that's when I'll look at you like you're crazy. But, I mean, people still have to cough. People still have to sneeze. I'm not gonna.
Every time I cough, if I cough, so basically, because of my hay fever and everything, yeah, and everything in the morning, I always
cough
get,
if you feel, need to cough.
No, I always feel really like, you know, chesty, like coughy, like my chest is always like ugh in the morning, so I have to cough, right? I'll cough like this. Everyone in the office will just look at me, and I know you just hear it's COVID. Have you got your test done today? Have you, like, if you
want? No, that's a bit. No, they shouldn't be doing that.
Do you know what
that.
I mean? Like, someone was. No, that's everyone just literally turned to you like, no, "Are you okay? Like, no. Is everything?" That's how everyone, because everyone don't want to go home and bring it to their families. They don't want anything to happen to them.
No, because like that's very inconsiderate. Like, that's not fair. Like, that's not nice, because before COVID, people were coughing, people were sneezing.
Yeah, but
like,
do you not feel like... No.
No, because it's still, like, I think that's ridiculous.
Like, no, but do you know what else I feel like? It's really, like, annoying, but I understand, I get it.
Yeah.
So basically now, right, because of my job, I have to, like, train people, speak to people. So sometimes I have to go to their computers. But, like, you know, if I have to go to their computers, I have to touch their computers. And
wipe
that every
it down.
They have to wipe it down and sanitize. It's just very, like, you know...
I mean, those things I think we should have been doing since time.
But... Yes,
for hygiene purposes,
it almost feels like you're dirty.
No,
it does. It's
what
very like
kind
it's very
of,
quick.
This is how we know we're dirty people. Let me tell you something. Yeah, they say the remote
is the dirtiest
object in your entire house.
Everyone
so like exactly that's what I'm saying. So you need to think of it like that. Like if people have already said that's dirty, then things like random people touching your keyboard, like every time I come in, I'm to the office, I wipe everything down. I make sure I wipe everything down. When I'm leaving, I wipe everything down again, because in case the next person doesn't do it, like, it's just normal. Like, I think it's hygienic, because you can't rely on cleaners. Like, I've seen the cleaners in our place. Like, what are you guys doing? You'll take a dirty duster and dust the place. I'm like, make it make sense, sis. So do you know what I mean? Like, those things, I don't care. Like, when people sit beside you and they put their mask on, if you're like sharing
a place,
that's fine, because obviously COVID, yeah. But when it comes to the keyboard stuff, now I don't think that's major.
Like, we don't wear masks in the office, but when you're walking around the office, walking outside the department, you have to wear them. I'm just like,
yeah, it's a lot.
It's just too much.
It's a lot, but, like, you know what? We're alive, and not a lot of people got to, you know, live through COVID. So whatever precautions you can take to, like, keep yourself going,
but I just don't understand the ones that still think that it's a conspiracy that there's no COVID.
Oh, those ones, I think they're, like...
deluded.
They're crazy.
Like, I'm sorry.
COVID is... I've got people who have survived COVID in my office. Like, I've got a few. And they are going through it. Like, COVID is no joke. Like, as much as I'm like, oh, COVID, like, thank God I've made it. Like, I've gone without being positive, touch wood, stuff like that. I still think, like, God, if I was to catch COVID right now, oh, my God, I can't.
Scary,
I can't. It's so scary. Like, all the after effects that it gives your body is just... I ain't ready.
Question.
I ain't ready.
Would you take the booster job?
Wait to me, Dad. What's the booster job?
So basically, it's basically the same thing, but another one, a top up.
No.
That's what they're talking about now.
There's just no need for that.
And I said it to someone at work, and she was like, absolutely.
Oh, some people will take anything big. They'll take any drug, any vaccine, any trial. They will run and sign up for it.
I don't understand. Like, I'm not on the fence, and I'm not like, I'm just literally bang in the middle. But like the ones that are over, like, oh my God, yes, this is an opportunity. This is that. Those over the top kind of ones.
Do you know what? I have someone in my office like that. He's like, I think this is a great opportunity for us, especially because we work for the healthcare service, that we are frontliners, and we get. I'm just like, bruh.
Oh my God, like,
calm
please
down.
Rein it in. Like, No,
I just... they actually make you feel like you're getting some kind of like big thing, like as like.
Like, no.
Someone's sticking a needle in me. I don't understand what you're saying, but okay. Yeah, but no, I don't know about the booster. Yeah. I've never heard of this, but
yes.
I don't understand why we need that, because the one that's in me hasn't finished cooking. So let's relax on that one.
But that's like, what I'm thinking. I'm like, what is this going to be a thing that I'm going to say every year now? I used to.
But you get people get flu jabs every year.
That's probably what's going to happen.
I've never taken the flu jab.
I've taken it once.
I've never taken it. I don't plan on ever taking it.
I don't mean, yeah.
And if you want to give me something to be taken every year, I can't do that. I cannot sign up for that. I don't have the time, the energy, or the, like, no. No, thank you. But anyways, let's get right into this.
Yes.
Should we do the intro first?
Yes.
So, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1... Hi guys, welcome to the Sisters Like Friends podcast. My name is Helen.
My name is Abby.
And you are listening to the SLF podcast, the Sisters Like Friends podcast. How are you today, Abby?
I'm good. It's Sunday. No. Sorry. I would have said I was good if it was Saturday, because then I still have Saturday.
Yeah, because I was like, why are you lying?
I know. Sorry.
She's not good.
Like, yeah, I was like, I'm not.
Yeah, like, I was like, why are you lying?
Every time I know it's Monday, I just cry. Like, I just... it's just... why do we have 5 days?
I know. Of they have labor. Been talking about the 4 day week.
Who, the four day week thing. I want to be in the part of this.
I think before COVID, they were definitely like talking about it. Like I used to see it, like little headlines I was thinking of. Because I think it's Sweden that have the 4 day week, and then they have the 3 day weekend.
But I don't think they'll do that here. They'll say that people will be jobless and do stuff, bad things. They always try to keep us... that's why their school...
keep people busy.
Yeah, their school term is so long.
Yeah, they need that. Yeah.
So I don't know if they'll do something like that. People be on the streets.
Maybe I need to move to Sweden.
Oh, fam, I'm good at it.
Or maybe no. Do you know what? I think... would you for actually... half day? Would you actually... no, do you know what? The good thing about where we work is... you do get to a stage where you can actually say, do you know, I want to reduce my hours, or, you know.
I would love that.
Yeah, eventually you will do that, especially when kids come into play. Like, there's flexibility in the contracts. Yeah,
sign up.
Yeah, so you can definitely do, like, I have someone in my office again who does 4 days a week, and she only, I think she's doing, like, 30, only losing on like, 2 hours. But she does long days, though, so it's, like, 7:30 to 4. But yeah, there's flexibility, but I guess the answer is you're not ready for the week and you're not looking too well about it. Okay, she's gone into a trance. Well, I'm having an okay day. Like, it's the day of rest, so I just rest.
Yeah.
I mean, the good thing is I don't go into the office on Monday, so I don't have that anxiety of that getting up early. So yeah, but Tuesday I go in. Yeah, so today's... what do you want to talk about today, Abby?
Someone posted something on the Shade Room about she's pregnant.
Is it Shade Room or Shade Bar?
Potato Patel.
Same thing.
Shade.
The Shade place.
Yeah, I think she was American, so most likely it was the Shade Room.
Ah, okay.
So she posted that basically she's pregnant, and is it okay for her to date?
Or while she's pregnant or after?
While she's pregnant, she's not with the baby daddy. She was like, she's not with the baby daddy anymore. She goes, she'll go into that another, I ain't got time to follow up the story. However, she's not with her baby daddy.
Okay.
And she says that, like, men look at her and stuff like that. Is it okay for her to date? Because even the first time someone, like, kind of looked at her, she was kind of like, it's a bit weird. Like, I have a belly, it's not really attractive.
Why are people looking at her while she's pregnant?
I found it happens. I've seen, what do you mean? We've heard about people dating people that are pregnant.
No, I haven't.
Yes, we have.
Who?
Yes, we have.
Who?
Yes, we have. What do you mean? You block things out.
Ah, my memory suppression is on another level. I was sitting here looking at my phone today, and I was thinking, oh, that happened. And oh, that happened. Because I was going through my snaps.
Mm.
I was like, oh, I remember that person. And I'm just like, I suppress things real quick, man. It's really bad. Oh, sorry for the pause there.
Sorry, guys. I had to, like...
Now, those people were high 24/7. that's a different situation.
Yeah, but that's what I'm trying to say. It doesn't matter. Like, and I've there's other ones I just can't remember. But like, maybe just that's it happens. It does happen.
What is she considering it?
Yeah, she wants to know if it's okay because she's not with the baby father, and some people are happy to be stepdaddies.
To be fair, I have actually, yeah. So someone's ex that I know, she was pregnant when she met her husband. And he took her in. Like, they started dating, he took the child as his own, and they got married, and they've been together since. They've been together probably over 20-30 years now.
Yeah.
So, okay. But I don't know. It's a bit it's intrusive, a weird one.
See, my problem is, in that time while you're pregnant, why can't you focus on being pregnant and focus on your baby? Why is it? It's 9 months. You telling me you can't be alone for 9 months?
I don't even think it's 9 months. Is it 9 months?
What?
Because if she's pregnant already and she's trying...
She's actually 10 weeks. But like, why?
She's 10 weeks?
Yeah, I know. What happened?
Well, that's a quick turnaround.
Yeah, but whatever. Why is it that you are already thinking about...
It is a long road ahead, though. It's a long road ahead.
Yeah, but you can think about after you have a baby, because this is a new, exciting thing. You're excited about the baby, so think about the baby.
She must be someone who is a relationship person. Think about it. If you're a relationship person, you don't know how to be alone. And if you're getting the attraction while you're pregnant, why not?
Yeah, but you're dealing with too many dynamics. You're now going to have to deal with a whole new relationship. Mm. And then your baby daddy coming in to check in on, like, your, you know, is your 3 month scan?
I just think it's a bit messy. Like, it's not impossible, but I think it's messy because clearly they're not mature enough anyway for them to have been scattering already.
Not even that. I feel like, I know they say that it's good for you to have sex when you're pregnant, to a certain extent.
Not with someone else's child.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's disgusting.
No, I didn't think about that.
That's
no.
what I'm trying to say. Like, think about that. No. Someone else's. That man's there poking you.
No. I think if I was a baby daddy, I would lose my shit. I know I'm not with you, but I have a little bit of respect. You're carrying my child. That is my son or my daughter that you're literally poking with some man's D.
This is the thing.
Oh my God, I didn't think about that. Yeah. That's disgusting.
I don't.
But then you can't say, she can't be happy. Like,
she can be, but I'm saying it's 9 months.
I know she should be focusing on just herself. Like, if I'm not trying to be funny, but if that was me, I probably would be like, do you know what? Screw him. I'm going to focus on me and my child.
A
man does chat to me along the way, I'll be like, look, I'm cooking in the oven right now.
Talk to me after, because there's a whole
chat
dynamic.
Chat to me after, because I'm trying to look after myself.
You get used to that man being there, right? You get used to that new man, whatever, being there. That man can freak when he finally sees the baby and the whole responsibility to look after.
Exactly. And then you have to go through heartache. Again,
and you were there
plus
thinking,
a new baby.
You actually got yourself someone, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's a lot
of maybe just focus on yourself. I don't think that person should be thinking about dating at the moment.
No.
I think you should think about your child's health.
That's the first priority.
You don't even know, like, if you've not even reached your first trimester,
you shouldn't really
be thinking about dating. The only thing you should be thinking about is about protecting your baby. Like, your baby is really, really important right now, because they say you have to, the first trimester is like it's a hit and miss. God will not let it be a miss, but do you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like you shouldn't really be focused about men. Like, why would you even want to be indulging in that when a man has just left you while you're fully pregnant? Do you know what I mean? Or why you've just broken up with someone while he knows you're pregnant, then you have trust in other men? That's confusing to me. Like,
it's just messy.
But everyone, I think people are very different, aren't they? Like, everyone's morals are different. Some people just want to have a man in their life more than they want to have a baby. You say that, but I just don't know. Like, what would you do? If it was you, like, genuinely, if it was you, you've just broken up with someone.
God forbid, but.
I know, but, like, obviously, God forbid, it's not gonna happen to you.
I focus on my child, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
Especially, like.
But what if this person's laying it thick?
Let me know when I deliver my baby. Let's see if you still want it. Because it's just, like, what? And then some people have a fetish.
I was just gonna say something.
That's weird.
Yeah, some people probably have a fetish.
I want to have sex with someone.
I want to know how it feels, you know, when, you know, you're pregnant, like, is it going to be weird?
Or
is
No.
Don't pregnant women get dry?
I thought they want sex more. Their hormones go... No, I heard that, what do you call it? They get more horny.
Oh, wow. So I'm going to be horny when I'm pregnant?
Yeah, everything's going to go... Great every times. Different cycles into the stage.
I don't know about having sex during pregnancy, though.
But you're going to have to be.
Anyway, there's ways...
There's ways.
I just thought about something.
What's the ways?
Because obviously, like, if you have got a bump, right, you can't really do missionary, can you?
Mm.
So you'd have to do, like,
what?
Doggy style or something. Think about it.
I've seen is the big belly
hanging
there. No, anyway.
Either way, it's very awkward. Like,
yeah.
And it'll probably be heavy. You'd have to hold it.
You could do missionary.
You'd have to hold your bum.
You could do missionary.
You could, but what's the point? I can't see nothing.
You can't feel.
It's not the same, man.
Your belly's hardly going to hang that so far. That you
pass no, eyes. Like, if I'm saying when you're heavy pregnant, not when you're, like, just 10 weeks. I'm talking about, like, when your bump is literally... Have you not seen bumps? Bumps are, like, bumping. Like, these days, like, they're, like...
But then imagine all the bending. Good luck trying.
But that's what I'm saying. You'd have to hold. I just think people shouldn't be having sex while they're pregnant. But
yeah,
I
but
mean,
then
if you need
labor,
to,
some people, as well, people use it to induce.
Yeah,
labor
they do. Do you believe in all those like baby moons and stuff? Like
baby moons.
Do you feel like okay push presents? Do you believe in all that stuff like? Do you think
let
like,
me tell
when you,
you
get
I don't know all these English people be using it. I don't believe it. However, if you want to give me
there's
husband,
a lot of
give
things
me,
that this generation is
give,
mad,
no yeah it's
you
mad
know.
But
it's really mad like,
I've been seeing people
there's push presents
I've been seeing people
get baby moon there's
what's
after,
baby moon though
baby moon is like basically water
can I have some
I only have one
in the fridge
yeah
oh.
I know that's the ghetto innit.
Honey, it's water. It's hot, guys.
It's really hot. I'm so thirsty. That's why I reached for it. What was I saying? The...
Do you
and
just
already,
to me the moons?
Yeah, and I've already drank it, so
okay.
I can eat it.
It's fine.
Yeah, so basically, when you're, like, in your third trimester, before, like, let's say your due date is in 3 weeks or 4 weeks. You and your partner or your husband will go to, or your wife, however this works, you'd go on a baby moon, basically like a honeymoon, but a baby moon. So just before the baby's pregnant, before the baby comes, you guys will go away to somewhere like within, like a staycation kind of thing, usually because you can't travel around that time.
No.
So would you do that?
No.
Why?
Too close to the baby can be born when it wants to be born. I ain't got to be. I'm imagine me somewhere else, and I need to be what do you call that? My bag that I need is in somewhere else because I can't go and do baby.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, babies don't come whenever they say they're gonna.
That's what. No, but that's what I'm saying.
Want.
So that's when knowing my baby want to come during my baby moon.
Actually, why are you saying that? You're saying my baby. I just had a question there.
What?
You know when.
Surrogates.
No. That's actually interesting.
Because I was thinking about that same thing. But if a surrogate is carrying a child but has a husband, can that put? Do you feel comfortable that surrogate?
I don't think they're supposed to.
No.
No, because
that's stuff that
you know
discussed.
When they first insert the egg, we're just going everywhere today. When you first insert the egg, you're not supposed to sleep with anyone because
yes.
Remember that show we watched The Nest.
Yeah, you're not meant to. But I'm saying when the baby's actually cooking.
When the baby's cooking, I think it's fine.
Yeah, so no.
Because the baby's already developed. Like, the baby's genes are already developed. So I think it's fine. I'm not a medical doctor, but I haven't heard... I mean, I think I'd be uncomfortable with it, but I'd have to suppress that because I don't want to know what they're doing with my baby inside them.
Yeah, so you must be careful. What were you
going to
say?
Oh, flip.
Oh, my God.
What was it? What were we talking about?
Babies. Having babies, you're saying something, if you something, you're going to ask a question.
Yes, so basically, you said my baby, so God forbid again, if you and your husband were to split, and your husband wanted full custody, how would you feel about that? Or if your husband was literally fighting for the custody of your child, and said that, and started, like, how would you feel about that?
He wants full custody.
Of your child.
He wants full custody.
Yeah.
Come on, take them.
I mean, he's got lawyers and he's got everything.
He thinks it's easy to look after. I'm already different. He thinks it's easy to look after kids. You're come easy. And come on.
Some people are great dads. They can do it.
Okay, cool. No.
Do you feel like the child should be with the mother or the father?
Not all the time. Not all the time, because some parents, there's some people that should not be parents. You know what I mean?
No, I'm just saying.
Because there's some people, like, I know some examples now that men are looking after their kids solely. So this, it depends. Not every time the child should be with the mother.
The mother, yes. So that's what I was going to say. It really does
depend.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
how do you feel about surrogacy? Surrogacy or adoption?
Whichever works best for the couple.
Hmm.
Do you know why we're on this topic about babies?
Why did you have to do this dramatic side? What is it?
The girl that left her child in the house to go partying for the week.
Listen, if we're going to talk about that, because I've avoided that, talking about that with anybody and everybody, because I don't understand how that even makes any sense.
Hmm. She turned 18, so she wasn't a child.
Was it 18 or 21?
I don't know. If I were 18 or 21, I would have
left. She was young. She is young. She's young. And then the baby died.
Yeah.
That's sad, you know.
That poor baby would have cried to death.
That's really sad.
There's so many aspects to it. There's mine, because she wasn't in it. She was in those accommodations that they meant to look after you as well. How did you not notice? Because you're not just looking after her. You're looking after a baby too. How did you not notice the baby was not with her when she left? You guys didn't check. There's no checks to go on in the rooms. There's no checks.
I don't know if they stayed there though.
They did. It's not a watchie, but it's like a thing. It's a whole like
Yeah, but I'm sure
she's still under some kind of care.
Yeah, but I don't think it's. I think it's those ones where they don't live with you. Because if that was the case, but they would have mentioned that, the family knew
she had a child. You didn't check on that. You didn't check to be like, oh, so how's the baby? Let me say hi to the baby. They weren't communication, because I've heard about the sister talks to her and stuff like that. You left the baby. The friends that girl went out with, where was your child? There's so many aspects to it. Where was your child?
Yo, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Like, yes, I understand, like, mental health and stuff like that, but you have an option. Like, you can, if you didn't want to have a child, you can give that child to someone else, or you could have had an abortion.
Yeah.
Like, that poor child had to die in the most evilest ways.
It is
in the hands of their own mother.
It is sad.
And then you think, it's just like, it makes you so sad, because, like, God, why did that, like, what was the purpose of that child being born to feel that? Like, what was the purpose?
I know.
Maybe to teach her a lesson, but what? She's got what? How many years?
She's got a few years,
but she'll still come out.
How many years?
She'll come out.
18 years or something like
that. Something like that, but she'll still, because she's young, she'll still come out like a reasonable age.
Yeah,
they'll hide her identity proper, and wherever she goes, and then she could probably have another child somewhere. I'm trying to think to myself, imagine a man finding out that's the person that they're dating, and then they found out that the person did that to their child.
I mean, she's gonna always have to carry that around with her forever.
Oh,
like forever ever.
No. Ever.
But no, it's really sad. Like, you know, I don't know, people say everything happens for a reason, but I don't know, that's just,
there's a certain extent you can talk about, like, that you say, oh, she was going through something, or
Everyone's going through something, and these things they say, I know this sounds a bit bad, especially because she's a child, but it's a circle of life. It's just one of them things that happen.
It's the circle of life, but that child, I just wish the child,
I know, child, but listen, the child could have been born into a different family, and the same thing probably could have happened. Do you know what I mean? Like, we say this all the time, that when it's the time. But it's sad. It is sad, and it's unfortunate.
Do you think that, like, for example, now see the way we have the picture of her and the child that's online. To what extent do you think criminals should be able to see their faces?
Ah, oh, that one. I don't really like seeing anybody's face, to be fair.
I think it's a weird one. I get it, because it's like you're releasing them out so that people can know their face. But is you know the way like you talk about data protection and all that kind of stuff. Even because they still say that your information is still your information. I think it's
children.
Cleansed.
They don't. They hide children faces. They don't hide adults.
They didn't hide that child's face.
That child's no longer alive. So if the child was alive, they would have blurred it. Because there's something else that they put up recently, but they blurred the kids out, but they didn't blur the parent. So
you know that guy that that Mitchum guy, he finally got his sentence in.
Why are you telling me all these things?
There's so many bad things. Like,
Why are you telling me all these things? Like, do you know how I feel about this? What happened to the Mitchum guy now? What did he get a sentence for? Like, how long?
For rape. For I think it's like
20 something years.
Is it even up to 20? I don't even know.
You'll probably get out earlier.
This makes me feel sick.
This is the thing, like. I don't even want to get into it.
I just want to cry. I'm going to ask, so sad.
No, it's. No. Okay, calm down, like. Oh my god, how did we get here?
No, it's actually so sad. It is sad.
There's so many things.
Then
you were
talking about. I didn't even try. I saw that. I locked my phone in a minute.
No, we're not talking about that one. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, the world is a scary place. It's a sad place. There's so many things happening, and you just have to stay prayed up. Like, I'm not saying prayer is going to solve everything, but all you can do is really do that. And honestly, if your mental health is going to be affected by things like the Shade Borough and the Shade Room, that's why I don't follow them personally. I follow them on our Sisters Like Friends page for these informations, but like, I can't be dealing with this information every single day back to back. Someone's died, someone's killing someone, someone's shooting someone's stabbing someone. Oh, no, we can't. I just can't. But Abby, do you need a minute?
No, it's not even a minute. It's just not even about a minute. It's just so sad.
It is sad.
Like,
it is sad.
It's wild. Like, you just think about, like, already dealing with stuff like COVID, like things that, like, natural stuff
deaths,
that we can't,
yeah, natural stuff disasters
that we can't control.
Yeah.
And then you want to now add other things that people are actually putting in their hands. I'm just like, why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really sad, but I guess it's life, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, Abby, you just made that really deep there. You just made this, like, it just went left, really. But yeah, like, if anyone's obviously, you know, been affected by anything like that, like, definitely get the help that you need.
And if social media just bothers you, just do the whole thing.
You definitely, like, social media. The thing is, I feel like social media is so, like, there's so much there now. There's literally so much there. It's, before it was the news, you know what I mean? You used to get these things on the news, but now
CNN.
You've got everything. Yeah, like, I used to never watch Al Jazeera, CNN, Sky News, BBC News. I used to never watch those things. I still don't. During the pandemic, I started for a bit and then I stopped because I couldn't stand all the negative energy.
Song that's coming in my head.
Whoa.
People killing, people dying, children hurting, women crying. Will you turn the...
No.
What is it?
If you practice what you preach, would you
turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Need some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? The love?
Honestly, we need a concert like that, you know? Mm. Like a nice one like that.
I hope, like, when... pray to God COVID somehow somewhat over, that there's something that we can actually literally just even just put a light up for people that died, and just like a cleansing period.
Yeah, I feel like this... do you remember this, was it Avengers, the final one, where they had like all the people that had died and they put them on like these there was like a memorial garden, but they had like big stones and they could put their names in there.
They need to do something
like that, because COVID wasn't just like, oh, it's like you could say, oh, what about people that died of cancer? But I think COVID was more of a, like, not saying it's higher than everyone, but it was a pandemic. You know what I mean? Like, it was something that literally wiped people out. So yeah, I would love something like that, like a memorial garden. Boris. If you could do that, that would be great. Oh, bless him. Did we ever talk about Matt Hancock?
So, no, we didn't.
No, we never talked about him. Sorry.
I wonder where he is now, actually.
Mind you, do you know what? That guy is a dickhead, you know. Yeah. I'm sorry, he is. Because so the way he even did it, he's so rude. No, have you ever watched his interviews? He's so rude. Oh, my God. He's like, literally like, no, that's what it is. No,
yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Whatever he says is final. To the extent that he cheated. My guy fully cheated. He was like, yeah, I'm stepping down.
Mm.
No apology.
Why is he apologizing? He did what he did and got caught. And now it's like...
Like, he just does it. Like, he feels nothing. He's literally like, well, they're saying that why... Did you hear what they said? They said they're investigating why there was a camera in that room.
No, but that is a problem too.
No, it's not. It's a public office. It's like the president's office. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but then would you like... Okay, that's it, because we were for the NHS just now. Would you like... It's a public building, but would you like a camera in your office? No, why are you about to choke? No, seriously, why would you? No, why?
Let me tell you why.
Everything funded by... No, what do you mean? What's wrong? No, why?
The presidency. Listen, yes. I watch a lot of these... American US like office head state thingies. No, if you are
if you are the
medical health secretary, blah blah blah, whatever.
But it's something prime people minister, are not meant to know. That's why they don't.
It's public office. The thing is not a public office. When I say public office, you are for the people.
So even when they're going to toilet, there should be camera there.
No.
Why not?
I'd be in your office. I don't see the problem. It's for security reasons. God forbid someone came in there now and gunned the whole place down. They wouldn't know.
They have security outside.
No, you lot are just being, no. That's ridiculous. You shouldn't have had an affair. You should have apologized. And I'm glad he got caught. And I'm glad I wish they sacked him. Boris didn't do the right thing and sack him. Instead, he allowed him to resign. No, people like that should be made an example of and... I don't even care that he had an affair, right? It's the fact that why are you doing it in the office?
That's where people have their affairs.
Everyone's about to be checking everyone's husband's offices now.
Yeah, work husbands. No.
Work husbands. Let's not get into that. Work husbands. No, we'll leave that for another day. Because I really want to say something, but I will do it another day. Remind me that I said that I wanted to say something. Can you write it down? Can you write it down? It's about work husbands. Write it down. But yeah, anyways, I'm really done for tonight. And all that deepness towards the end just really got to me. And I'm really sorry if that's triggered anyone or affected anyone. But yeah. Thanks for listening to the podcast, guys.
Thank you.
We would love to find out if you guys would date someone while you're pregnant, because that would be very interesting. Like, we're all pro love and stuff.
I'm not saying if you're young, please don't, because if you're pregnant.
Yeah, you could find your husband.
You could find your husband. I'm just saying, I personally don't feel like that should be the main focus when that person is pregnant.
Mm.
That's basically what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Your child should be your main priority at that time.
Yeah. That's fine, but your child could still be your priority and you can find love. No? It's the sex part, I don't understand. Apart from the sex part, I think, yeah, if you actually do find someone, regardless, if something will hurt you. If it's not a man, it could be family, it could be friends. You can't protect your heart.
Sorry, guys.
Mm-hmm. You can't protect your heart.
How'd we get here?
Guys, right, thank you so much for listening to the podcast.
Thank you.
Please make sure you share with your friends, your families, tell people about us @sisters like friends with an extra S. Thank you guys for all your support, those that are still listening, those that are new. Thank you. We appreciate it. Let us know if you want us to talk about anything.
Yes, let us know. Slide
into the DMs. Let us know. That's @sisterslikefriends with an extra S on Instagram. And you can also email us with any collaborations. And that's the sisterslikefriendspodcast@gmail.com. No. How do I keep missing that? It's the slfpodcast@gmail.com. Abby, do you want to say anything before we end this?
Thank you, guys. Stay safe, please.
Yeah, stay safe.
Have a great week ahead.
Have a great week.
And yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. We'll catch you on the next one. Woo-hoo!